From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Film Columbia on Monday, September 27th, announced it will return October 22nd through October 31st following a hiatus in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a press release, the 10-day festival in Chatham will present both independent and international features and documentaries, plus post-screening Q&As with directors and special tributes, all presented by the Crandall Theatre. The slightly reduced number of films is intended to help accommodate added health and safety measures. Those procedures include proof of vaccination for all attendees and staff, required mask wearing indoors at all times, reduced seating capacity at the Crandall, and the use of only one primary venue for festival events. Additionally, the festival will implement an individual ticketing system. As a result, no festival passes will be offered. The annual pre-festival benefit reception has been canceled as well. The festival kicks off on Friday, October 22nd, with Compartment Number 6, which shared the Grand Prix at this year's Cannes Film Festival, as well as director Pedro Almodovar's new feature, Parallel Mothers, starring Penelope Cruz. As always, Film Columbia's Saturday Night Sneak, an unannounced film that traditionally joins the list of Oscar contenders announced 4 months later, will screen at 8 p.m. on October 30th. Festival information and tickets are available at crandalltheatre.org/filmcolumbia. The health and safety protocols for the 2021 festival are also available on the Film Columbia website. Greta Jockum is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The city of North Adams is again trying to sell the long-vacant Mohawk Theater located on Marshall Street, a short distance from the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art. The city's request for proposals to purchase and redevelop the building was published last week. Mayor Tom Bernard said, and I quote, "We know this is an interesting property, and it's one with tremendous potential and also potential interest. There's been potential interest in it all along," end quote. The property is a two-story brick building with an assessed value of just under $437,000, according to the city, once operated as a movie house which closed in 1991. The city purchased the building in 1996. Since then, it has been a difficult property to redevelop. In 2019, the North Adams City Council gave Bernard permission to issue a request for proposals, but it specified any developer would have to preserve the theater's marquee. That requirement remains, according to Bernard. In December, the city invited proposals to purchase and redevelop the property. Two proposals were submitted. One failed to meet the minimum requirements, and the second, Bernard said, and I quote, "did not feel it was in the interest of the city," end quote. Proposals must be submitted by October 25th. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Michelle Del Rey is reporting for the Times Union changes to the U.S. Postal Service's express shipping effective Friday, October the 1st, could delay some mail going across the country. The USPS claims it has not been able to hit its promised delivery targets for years, and the upcoming changes will make them more attainable, cost-effective, and realistic. The new standards will increase time in transit windows for up to 2 days, holding up mail with longer delivery routes. First-class mail covers standard-sized envelopes weighing up to 3.5 ounces and large envelopes and small packages weighing up to 13 ounces. Previously, delivery was promised in 3 business days or less. According to post office updates, and I quote, "will improve service reliability and predictability and were a," and I quote, "necessary step towards achieving our goal of consistently meeting 95% service performance," end quote. Approximately 61% of first-class mail and 93% of periodical delivery times will remain unaltered. Louis DeJoy, U.S. Postmaster General, unveiled the organization's 10-year plan earlier this year, which involved adjusting delivery time frames for first-class letters, periodicals, and flat envelopes for up to 5 days. Critics of the new standards worry they might hurt mail recipients. In a July letter, the Postal Regulatory Commission issued an opinion writing, and I quote, "It is not clear that the trade-off between financial viability and maintaining high-quality service standards is reasonable," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.